Okay, I have a request of importance to Antigua and Barbuda. The Chief of Staff, Lionel Max Hurst, from the newspaper, issue a ban on metal detecting. And I am here, and I pray that you are listening to this. I am here to plead to you to not ban metal detecting, because what you think it's going to do is doing the exact opposite. It is the equivalent of banning guns in a place that already has guns, like the States. To ban guns is not going to stop anything from happening. The criminals will still exist. The criminals will still do what they're going to do. I have seen, and I am part and a huge part of the community around the world that does metal detecting, and I love Antigua, and everybody that metal detects operates with a code of ethics. And the people that are going to steal are going to steal no matter what. Everyone I know online or even eBay, wherever, if you tried to sell anything, you would be called out. Our mission is not to be Vikings. It is to hunt. It is to hunt and find treasures and you know, dig them in a delicate manner and submit them to the museum. Nobody wants to steal anything. Other countries have tried banning. And if anybody knows somebody in government, please give them this podcast. I plead to them to consider what they're doing. There has been countries like Croatia and a few other countries that have banned metal detecting, and the exact opposite happens. What happens is these artifacts of biblical significance. We're talking in the heart of Europe where 3,000-4,000-year-old statues are being found and melted down for bricks of gold that are literally priceless. They're literally of biblical importance, and they can't even take them to a museum because the fact of the matter is they've been banned. I can't even, and I have been registering for, actually put my name for Antigua if when Taurus lose rings, I would go for free. I don't even want money, and I would go and submit my name to the hotels and go find Taurus rings for free. For the community you're labeling as whatever, pirates or thieves, we're not. We're hunters. We like the thrill of the hunt. Where most people that are hunting are just not out for the money. We're out for the thrill of finding something amazing. And just like any other profession, and I'm not calling metal detecting a profession, but to us, it's like if I was a archaeologist or something like that, first thing I find, it's like you want it to be in a museum. You don't want to go hide it or sell it. The point is, what you're doing is only going to do the opposite effect. People like me, there are people all over the world that go on tours. And as a matter of fact, my YouTube channel, I was constantly promoting Antigua through metal detecting. I was showing off the beaches. That was my whole mission. You know, I am Canadian, but I love Antigua. Antigua, I feel like, is the greatest country in the world. So for me, this is very personal because I feel like you are taking away the people's, and I'm not of the people because I am a visitor here, but you're taking away the people's relics. The opposite will happen. They will get taken away, hidden, or melted down. In England, I know that they tried all this stuff. It just doesn't work. The museums are offering 2 or 3 times the value. They are encouraging metal detecting and offering 2 or 3 times the value, so they end up in museums. So people take them automatically straight to the museum. Even if, like, to me, it's like, I don't want to do it for money. I don't want to just do it for the thrill of it, you know? Just to find things that are, oh, you can put in a museum and that thing lives forever through you. Banning it is not going to help. My suggestion is, this could be the first country that attempts something like this, is to offer permits. That money go towards the museum and yet still be allowed to do that one hobby. I mean, let's face it, there's not much to do in Antigua. Metal detecting is all I have here. And to take that away, it limits tourism. It doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. People that come here and they're playing around and kids, they don't find anything. And if you could offer permits to someone like me or the few people that do it on a regular basis, offer us permits that we can actually go swear on a Bible and whatever it takes, and just let us do metal detecting and let us have the hobby and let us help the country, because you have stopped me from even actually going and helping a tourist get a ring. It's illegal for me to go help a tourist now. I've got really expensive equipment. and I can't even go help a tourist now. What on the surface, and I ask people, I've asked a lot of people, because to me, this is devastating. It's a huge, huge mistake. And I've asked a lot of people, you know, what do you think of banning metal detecting right away on the surface? They're like, it's a good idea. But when you think about it, it's not. It's been tried. It's been tried over and over and over. And in fact, it's damaging to the culture. And if you could even offer permits in hotels at small fees, that if people want to metal detect, let them buy the permit. Let them understand that anything of any kind of historical significance or whatever you demand, you know, to be handed in, hand it in. It's simple. It's like to ban it outright. It's just ignorance. It's not going to help anybody. In fact, it'll bring in money. It'll bring tourists. There's a lot of people, a lot of rich people that travel from island to island all over the world. So please, if anyone in government gets this, please consider what you are doing. Do more research. Allow permits. Be the first country. Be innovative. This is something that I've thought about, and I think permits is a great way to get through this. People want to do it. They can buy a permit, and they can do it by law, the same way you have a permit to do just about anything. A permit on the beach, a permit to sell, you know, make it legal through permits. To outright ban it in a country that relies on tourism. My videos online, I'm not bringing in a lot of tourism, but I'm promoting Antigua. That's my mission in life. I am pleading for whoever the cabinets are, or if there's a minister of antiquities, I don't know. But whoever that person is, allow us to buy permits, and that money will go towards the museum. It'll go towards restoring the museum, keeping it up, its upkeep, whatever. Please don't ban metal detecting. I'm begging you not to do it, or to, if it has to somehow reverse the bill. I don't know how government works, but I'm sending my plea to consider what you're doing, or at least don't look beyond the surface of it and see what I'm talking about, and see what it's done for countries like Croatia. Priceless artifacts are just going missing. You know, we ban guns. The thieves don't gonna hand their guns in. If someone like me recovers it and takes it to the museum, it saves that artifact. It could be sitting in that water for another 100,000 years because nobody's bothered to find it. I look at it like I am saving culture. I'm not destroying or taking away culture. And just about every metal detector or every metal detecting enthusiast I know feels the same way. We're not thieves. You would consider us amateur historians, really. Every piece we find, we research, we find out about it, and we look for it. We look. I don't hide anything. You know, if the museum wants that, they can have it. If I get two or three things, I will bring them to the museum. I'm not stealing. I live here, I work here, and I love it here. So please reconsider what you're doing. Please, please, please. Thank you. Bring metal detecting and actually encourage it. Make people buy permits. Encourage the love of the sport and hunting. And if you encourage it, it just shames people. It shames people to do it illegally, because other people will point it out. They'll go, hey, man, you know, I hear that's illegal. Don't do it. Or do you have a permit to do that? Because, you know, Antigua is trying to preserve these artifacts. So please, Antigua Barbuda, or anyone from Antigua Barbuda who knows somebody in government, please point this out. Please tell them, because it's an injustice that is only going to hurt the country, and it isn't going to help. It's just on the surface, it seems that way. God bless and respect.
Anh có bao giờ yêu một người từ cái nhìn đầu tiên không? Anh có bao giờ tình nguyện thay mẹ lên chùa cầu duyên không? Anh có bao giờ mơ được ban phép màu từ ông tiên không? Anh có bao giờ vì một tin nhắn mà mừng như điên không? Anh có muốn cảm giác như anh là người duy nhất, như những bài hát mà em viết là đều cho anh? Anh có muốn cảm giác trong vắng khi em đi mất, chỉ để cảm giác trọn vẹn khi em quay về bên anh? Vì em có thể làm điều đó, anh chỉ cần nó có, không có gì là khó. Ê, tên của em là Hân, em còn nhanh hơn gió. Anh có muốn được nghe tất cả vần thơ mà em còn cất? Anh có bao giờ cảm giác nằm mơ khi đang còn thức? Anh ơi, anh khi nghe viết lên bao nhiêu bài tình ca, anh là cô em đang khi nơi thì anh nhìn ra. Nói anh biết anh đang trên đường tới đón em đi. Em có thể thấy được những gì mà anh đang nghĩ. You must say until he bye, bye bye. He give you more, did you right, right, right. I mean I ain't even gonna try. Hi, I'm never over you or my, oh my. Ghé lỗ tai, em nói nhỏ này anh là nhất. Anh là món vật, không thể bỏ cũng không thể cất. Thằng bạn anh tức vì mình nuốt hết đống cỏ nó cất. Thằng bạn em tức vì anh đang suốt con nhỏ nó crush. Yeah, you an asshole, but I'm in love with the flow. You can tell I'm not a friend that you can leave me alone. Nhìn vào mắt em và anh nói anh không thể lẫn một ai khác. Cái cách mà em nói chuyện cũng nghe như là giai điệu một bài nhạc. Vậy thì có thể anh sẽ là người may mắn, mà cũng có thể anh sẽ là người chịu nhiều cay đắng. Cũng có thể những lời em nói thì đều là hứa suông. Cũng có thể anh là người kia nghe tháo những cưới xuống. Anh ơi anh kia nghe vì làm bao nhiêu bài tình ca. Anh là cô em đến khi nào thì anh nhìn ra. Nói hắn biết anh đang trên đường tới đón em đi. Em có thể thấy được những gì mà anh đang nghĩ. You must think until he bye, bye bye. He give you more, did you right, right, right. I mean I ain't even gonna try. Hi, I'm never over you or me.